This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, why did he open his big mouth? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 13 years, and we've had more good days than bad. I have two beautiful children, and that is why I struggle so hard to keep my marriage going. I found out recently that he's been hiding money, and he's got a girlfriend. I've overlooked a lot of foul stuff he does, and this is no different. I just didn't want our children to find out the way they did. Last Friday, I got a call from my 15-year-old son telling me that his daddy had a lady in our formal living room, and he said they were talking over a business deal. He told my son to go outside and shoot hoops with his best friend. My son texted me and said his dad put him out till his company left. I rushed to the house, and the woman was gone. My son was still outside with his best friend shooting basketball. I went inside, and my husband said the lady had a proposal for him to join her company. He said it was none of my business until they worked out the details. We started arguing so loudly that my son went and got his best friend's mom, and they all came inside the house. In front of everybody, my husband said that he loves the other woman, and I know he loves the woman, so stop acting like I'm all surprised. Yeah. My son and his best friend went back outside. I had to face the best friend's mom, who hates me and was almost smiling at the news. I thanked her for coming, and I asked her to leave. She was being fake and acted concerned while my sweet husband was reminding her that I hate her guts. The news spread quickly, and now I feel like everybody is laughing at me, and I feel pressured to react. Why did he have to open his big mouth in front of her? Is this a wake-up call from the higher power? Please advise. You got to be worried about more than him opening up his mouth in front of her. You should be concerned about what he said. And I'm really trying to figure this part out. You're asking us to please advise. What do you want Steve and I to advise you on specifically? Because the only advice I can give you is how to pack his stuff and kick him out. Because clearly, this marriage is over. And I know you're not thinking of taking him back and all of that. When he had this woman in your house and proclaimed his love for her in front of you, his wife, your son, your son's best friend, and his mother who hates you. Furthermore, your husband said it should have been of no surprise to you because you knew he loved the other woman. Huh? So if all this is true, are you taking this crap just so you can stay in this marriage like you have been for 13 years? You say it's for the kids, but it's more than that. Just to say you have a husband, this man has been lying to you. He's been hiding money from you. He's not worth all this, losing yourself and all that. Yes, it is a wake-up call. You know the truth for real now, for real, because you have seen it and heard it from him. Don't just stay with him in the sham of a marriage and allow him to treat you any old kind of way. This marriage is over. Steve?
I done heard some things in the strawberry letter.
Yeah.
But this one right here, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to it. There's so much I want to unpack in this letter. It's just, this letter is just hell. This is a letter. I've been married 13 years. We've had more good days than bad. That right there is not true.
What?
Anyway, I have two beautiful children. That's why I struggle so hard to keep this marriage going. See, you can't say we've had more good days than bad and then say that's why I struggle to keep this marriage going.
Right.
I found out recently he's been hiding money. Well, okay. I advise most guys take a little bit and stash it on the side. I advise most women take a little bit, stash it on the side. That's why I advise the full bank accounts so you don't have to stash. You can just have your money. And I found out recently he's been hiding money and he's got a girlfriend. Now, this is where we're starting to run into problems. You can hide money, but you got to do a better job of hiding that heifer. I'm telling you, partner, you hiding money, you ain't good at hiding. Let me just say that right there. Because she know about the money and the damn girlfriend. She said, I just didn't want our children to find out the way they did. She got a call from a 15-year-old son last Friday. He told her that his daddy had a lady in their living room and they was talking over a business deal. Okay. Right there is the beginning of the term, you done lost your damn mind. See, right there, dog, you don't bring the problem to the house. He told my son go outside and play basketball with his best friend. My son texted me and told me that his dad, look, first of all, your daddy done told you. Your son is trying to warn you. Mama, just don't look. Because he's 15. He at that age now. My son texted me and said, Dad put him out till the company left. I rushed to the house. The woman was gone. My son was outside with his best friend. I went inside. My husband said the lady had a proposal for him to join her company. Okay. He said it's none of my business until he worked out the details. This is the second part of you done lost your damn mind. You can't tell your wife that another woman was in her house and it ain't none of her damn business. Boy, you should have prepared better for this right here. We started arguing so loudly, my son went and got his best friend's mom. Because it sounded like y'all was really arguing. He said, let me go get some help because it looked like, looked like they finna kill each other.
Hang on,
they came inside and in front of everybody. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what this fool said.
Wow. All right.
You ain't gonna
we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why did he open his big mouth? We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Why did he open his big mouth is the subject.
All right, y'all. Let me get to this quick because this letter got a lot of meat in it. Here's a lady been married 13 years and got two kids. That's why she's struggling to keep our marriage going. But she say she've had more good days than bad days. But she's struggling to keep it going because he's always doing some foul stuff. Recently, she found out that he been hiding money. Okay, cool. That's okay. And he got a girlfriend. Dog, you got to do a better job of hiding. You can't hide money or your girlfriend, but you have got to do a better job of hiding this heifer. I'm just telling you that right now. Anyway, I overlooked a lot of foul stuff he does. Now, see, that's why I know this ain't a good marriage. She says, I've overlooked a lot of foul stuff he does, and this is no different. So she's been compromising herself just for the sake of this marriage because they got these two beautiful kids. And she just didn't want the kids to find out the way they did that he had this girlfriend. Your 15-year-old her 15-year-old son called her, texted her, and told her that daddy had a lady in their formal living room and they was talking over a business deal. Okay? He done lost his damn mind because this lady that's at the house is the girlfriend. We find that out. So he done lost his damn mind. He told his son to go outside and play basketball with his best friend. His son went out inside and said, Mama, he told me to go outside and play basketball with my best friend. Your son is letting you know this feels wrong. Real fishy, Mama. And he on the mama's side. I rushed to the house. The woman was gone. My son was outside with his best friend shooting basketball. I went inside and the lady... She and the husband said the lady had a proposal for him to join her company. He said it was none of my business until he worked out the details. Okay, Doug, like I said, the first way he lost his mind was he brought this woman to the house. Second thing he told his wife wasn't none of your damn business until we work out the details. Okay, your mind is completely gone at this point, but he takes it a step further. We started arguing so loudly that my son went and got his best friend's mama. Let me go over here and get my friend's mama because it sounds like they finna kill each other in this house. So let me go get a witness in here. So they all came inside the house. In front of everybody.
Come on.
My husband said.
Come on, husband.
I can't even. It's hard for me to get these words out, but I can't even.
You want me to?
My husband said he loves the other woman. And I know he loves the woman, so stop acting like I'm surprised. God, dog. He done lost his whole rabbit ass mind.
Yeah.
It's
going
down. I don't even know. Really, bruh. Bruh.
This is terrible.
Bruh, I ain't never had an argument that hard. And I have totally been against a person I've been married to before completely and didn't have the guts to say that. My son and his best friend went back outside. Yeah. I had to face the best friend's mom who hates me and was almost smiling at the news. I thanked her for coming and I asked her to leave. She was being fake and acting concerned while my sweet husband was reminding her that I hate her guts. You know Alberta don't can't stand you. You know that.
He's horrible.
I appreciate you coming over here. This dude right here, he trifling on so many levels.
Yeah.
He making sure you miserable.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want nobody comforting you. Mm-hmm. He don't want nobody siding with you. This dude is a complete butt. I thanked her for coming, asked her to leave. The news spread quickly. Hell yeah, she went outside and told. And now I feel like everybody's laughing at me and I feel pressured to react. You feel pressured to react.
You have no choice.
Because they laughing at you.
Right.
Why did he have to open his big mouth in front of her? Lady, I don't care if he said this in the privacy, if y'all was in the deal. I don't care if he was in a confession booth at a Catholic church. I don't care if he stood up on save night at the Baptist convention and laid himself on the altar and said it. I don't see how he said this.
Who does this?
Hear the crazy. Is this a wake-up call from the high power? You mean God? Wait, hold up. Whoa.
The Lord.
Is this a wake-up call from the higher power? Do you mean God? Mm-hmm. You need God to tell you what's happening here? Because it's nothing godly about your husband. Please advise. Listen to me, lady. Your husband wants out of the marriage. Your son wants you out of the marriage. Your son at 15 knows what his daddy is up to. Now, in front of your son, he watched his father hurt the first woman he's ever loved. I'm telling you, he on the wife's side. He on your side because your son loves you. And he heard him say that. That's crazy. My daddy told my mama that he loved another woman. I can't stand him. Lady, get out.
Yes.
This ain't no message from the high power. You can call it whatever you want. Just get out. I can't believe he said that. I'm in love with her. You know it.
Don't be acting all surprised.
God,
leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram, God, Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.